There's a popular story by Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard of a man trapped on the edge of a cliff. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. There's a roaring fire just a few yards away that certainly will reach him in minutes, and he will be consumed by the flames. As he looks over the edge, a voice calls out to him, "Jump!" He glances down, seeing nothing but smoke and darkness, and replies, "But I can't see you." The voice from the bottom of the cliff responds, "Jump anyway. I can see you." Do you hear our Lord calling you? What is Jesus calling you to do that has you on the edge of a personal cliff? Do you believe strongly enough to take a leap of faith? Do you trust that the Lord will be there to catch you with outstretched arms? You know, we all face these personal cliffs in our lifetime. Marriage, a new job, moving to a different town, going back to college, having that dangerous surgery, starting a new business or ministry. It all causes us to stop and look over that personal cliff, knowing that a lack of action will cause us to be consumed in the fire of indifference. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen." Many times the fear of the unknown paralyzes us. Yet not making a decision is making a decision not to take the leap. Remember, you have to leap to begin. To have faith is to jump even when we cannot see what awaits us. It's scary. The fear of the unknown always is. But if we believe that Jesus waits with outstretched arms to catch us, to protect us, and to save us, it becomes a little less scary. Do you hear God calling you to take a leap of faith? Do you believe enough to jump? There is this quote from author Lewis Boone. "The saddest summary of life contains three descriptions: could have, might have, and should have." Come on now. Take the leap of faith. This is Tony Agnese.